Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov, born in 1844, died in 1908, is a Russian romantic composer whose brilliant style influenced generations of French and Russian composers. Best known for the symphonic suites Scheherazade and Capriccio Espagnol, his huge output included operas, symphonies, songs, and chamber music. Born into a naval family, he graduated from the Naval College, went to sea, was later appointed a director of naval bands, and came under the influence of several Russian composers. Following his appointment as a professor at the St. Petersburg Conservatory, began to produce music in his most successful area, opera. From the opera Milada, the band now plays the stately cortege music, Procession of the Nobles.
We'll be right back.
Television viewers, especially football fans, are familiar with this scene. After the winning touchdown, an announcer asks, "You just won the big game. What are you going to do now?" And the game star declares, "I'm going to Disneyland." From Mickey Mouse to Snow White, Pinocchio and Bambi, Walt Disney built a vast entertainment empire. Cartoons evolved into films, television, and a host of products represented by the Mickey Mouse watch. The band now plays music composed for a recent and highly successful Disney movie, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest. Thank you. Now another selection by Samuel Barber from the World War II period, when he and other American composers were achieving greater recognition with the so-called American sound. The band plays his Commando March. Those of us who grew up during the Depression of the 30s got much of our childhood entertainment through radio. One of the most popular action programs began with this announcement. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. Fast forward a few generations. Add pictures to the sound, and you hear this lead-in. Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. Here's the familiar music for Star Trek Through the Generations.
Thank you.
Encouraged by his father to become an accountant, George Gershwin, born 1898, died 1937, chose music instead. Among his treasury of popular songs are eternal favorites: Embraceable You, A Man I Love, I Got Rhythm, Love Walked In. One of his earliest hits, Swanee, recorded by Al Jolson in 1920, earned $100,000 in the first year alone. He could probably afford, indeed required, a good accountant. Working between the spheres of classical music and jazz, he wrote many musical comedy hits, the opera Porgy and Bess, and the classic Rhapsody in Blue. Seeking more serious study with composers abroad, in 1928, Gershwin took a trip to Europe. The only composition to come out of this trip was, as he described it, a rhapsodic ballet, Impressions of a Visitor in Paris, as he strolls about the city, listens to the various street noises, and absorbs the atmosphere. These are brilliantly described in An American in Paris. Thank you. Couple of final announcements before our last selection. The band will be presenting a special concert of smaller ensembles Saturday, May the 3rd, 5 p.m., the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, located on Allendale Avenue between Quito and Fruitvale on the edge of West Valley College. The groups playing are the saxophone ensemble, I think they call themselves the Sexaholics, the CSB Big Band, and a student vocal group. Thursday, June the 5th, in Memorial Park Amphitheater, 6 p.m., the band will be leading off the annual Cupertino Summer Concert Series in the park. We're the only concert band in the schedule. I think there are six other groups during the season. Now we conclude with America's March, composed in 1896. John Philip Sousa noted in his memoirs that it was written on board ship while returning home from Italy, an urgent trip brought about by the sudden death of his devoted band manager. When he got home, he completed the score, but he said he never changed a note to the theme. So here is The Stars and Stripes Forever.
Thank you.